I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Bangladesh's interim government is shifting alliances, moving away from India and getting closer to Pakistan. The two nations share Islam as the majority religion. Patrick Anthony with FMI says Bangladesh's interim government is more fundamentalist, and Muslim extremists across the country feel emboldened to target minorities.
They haven't liked Christians to begin with, and they're seeing more of an opportunity to loot, steal, burn houses and properties of Christians. And that's what our partners are feeling.
Anthony says FMI-supported pastors in Bangladesh are even being intimidated by Muslims in their communities to stop preaching. Yet, they say they are finding strength in Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to give believers wisdom and courage for the gospel. Next, building a training center for Christians in China is no small task, especially when facing three significant challenges. Kurt Rovenstein from Bibles for China explains.
They do face a lot of obstacles in trying to share the gospel in a place that, number one, is communist. Number two is very Muslim and very traditional. And number three is resource challenge.
Local workers are building the training center as part of a registered church in northern China. The mission is clear. The center will equip and empower local leaders in their ministry. This is where Bibles for China plays a crucial role, providing much-needed materials. Pray for the smooth construction of the training center and for wisdom for the workers as they share the good news with their families and others. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.